Hello, my name is Cindy Alvarez, and I am a Senior Wealth Management Advisor at Wong Bolton Associates. I'd like to welcome you to our very first podcast, the Wealth and Wisdom Podcast, brought to you by Wong Bolton Associates. And I'm joined today by two of my colleagues, both Andrew Jenkins and Janelle Van Meel. Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy.
So today, our podcast is focused on the results from the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium that was held more than a week ago and sponsored our Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell. He had some announcements that came out at the end of the week following the symposium, and I thought it might be worth discussing for our listeners today. The reaction, first of all, Jerome Powell's announcement, and then we'll discuss the reaction and perhaps what the rest of the year holds for inflation, the markets, as well as interest rates. So starting with Andrew, I'd like to first ask Andrew, what was your reaction to Powell's announcement from the symposium?
Well, thank you, Cindy. I think that Powell came out with a much more direct and assertive tone when he made his speech. He was really focused on their 2% inflation target and price stability, and he used terms like being able to use our tools forcefully. He wanted to make sure that the Fed was going to be able to do whatever it took to achieve their 2% inflation target, and of course we're not there right now. And so he also mentioned about imbalances in the labor market, public expectations, and not getting complacent, sort of getting accustomed to the higher prices. And he really wanted to let people know that the Fed, in his words, were going to take forceful and rapid steps to curb inflation and get down to their target.
Okay. When we hear the Federal Reserve Chairman use the word forceful, it creates a little bit of fear, doesn't it?
It does.
And so we know that the federal fund rate prior to COVID was sitting at 2.75%. It's sitting roughly right now at about 2.5%, and he mentioned perhaps a goal of 4% by year end. Janelle, you know, when he mentioned us not becoming complacent with high inflation, what do you think he thinks society is doing in terms of being complacent with high inflation?
Good question. I think, like most governments, they can sometimes be removed from the average person. And right now, I think they're fearful that Americans are accepting inflation as the new normal. I personally think that consumer behavior is just actually getting back to normal from having the economy shut down for a couple of years. And so that's why you're seeing spend rates so high and inflation continue to rise, even though interest rates are also on the rise. That's just my opinion.
Okay. So consumer behavior, kind of to come full circle on that, is we're not seeing consumer behavior changing much.
Much.
I think recent reports that have been out just in the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see higher income households shifting where they're shopping.
Correct.
Going to more discount stores for groceries and goods than where they are accustomed to shopping.
Uh-huh.
So we are starting to see that shift a little bit.
Correct.
So, Andrew, what do you anticipate in terms of the markets, going forward for between now and year end? And Janelle, I'd like to get your input on this as well. But when you're an investor in the market, it's been a pretty rough year for all investors. The bond market has also, taken on water, I guess you could say, down about 11.5% this year on top of the average market correction of about 22% at its worst. Mm-hmm. And so, Andrew, what do you anticipate between now and year end, and what might investors want to be focusing on?
Well, you know, you have the next inflation numbers coming out next week, and then you have the Fed announcement in September, at the end of the month, which will tell us what they're going to do. The values so far this year in the markets have come down to a point where they're really, you know, at a much more reasonable value now than where they started the year at. And part of that's because of lower projections in terms of revenue and profits. But part of it is just the market expectations of a slower economy going forward. And so certainly I think we're going to see kind of a rocky road going forward with all of the announcements and economic numbers coming out. But in theory, the values of a lot of these companies, the valuations of a lot of these companies are much more reasonable now, so they shouldn't have as far to fall.
Yeah. They're actually presenting some decent entry points.
Right.
At these levels.
Absolutely.
So, Janelle, what do you think the markets hold between now and year end? We have no crystal ball.
We don't.
To look into, but history does teach us a lot.
It does. So, historically, September and October are not the best months of the year anyway. I think going into fourth quarter, we're going to see more volatility from all of the economic information that's just going to be out there. And I hope for more good days than bad, because I think very smart long-term investors are going to see this eventually as an opportunity to get in on those lower valuations. Mm-hmm. So I want people to remember to stay invested. You know, cash is not going to help you in the long term. And we have seen a recovery from every major market downturn. How would this one be any different?
Yeah, well said. So it's interesting how negatively the markets reacted after Jerome Powell's announcement in Jackson Hole. You know, as wealth management advisors, we're always looking at, you know, sort of a cause and a reaction to the everything the market presents us with daily. And it's interesting how investors reacted so negatively when Jerome Powell said he wasn't taking his foot off the gas. My opinion is, why would he? If we started the year with inflation at 8.6%, it reached a peak at 9.1% before now settling in at 8.5%. Why would he give any other indication of taking his foot off the gas if inflation hasn't budged from 8.5%? And yet we had a major market sell-off as a result of the announcement. So, Andrew, do you have any opinions on, you know, why the markets, or Janelle, why the markets pulled back so hard after his announcement?
I personally think that the markets and investors were hopeful that the Federal Reserve could create this soft landing that they've been talking about all year. And I think when he came out with aggressive and forceful in his speech, that's the first time they've really heard him be that aggressive and forceful. And now that has, I don't know, dissipated the hope that there might be a soft landing, and now we might tip into a recession potentially next year.
And I think the reason he was, that from Chairman Powell's perspective, why he felt he had to be so forceful in his language was because inflation hasn't been coming down, or hasn't been coming down fast enough.
Right.
And
so
he felt he needed to take a stronger tone to really hope that people get the message.
We call that a shock treatment, don't we?
Right.
Yes,
right.
We do.
So I know from personal experience, you could be in a room full of, let's just say, 50 individuals, right? And you could ask the whole room if we're in a recession right now as we speak. And 25 of those people will say yes, and 25 will say no. And we're probably not too different here at Wambolton Associates in terms of whether or not we're in a recession. And a recession can be surrounded by economic and technical indicators. And it all depends on what indicators you're watching. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask Andrew first. Andrew, do you think we're in a recession?
Well, I think the problem that people are having when they say there is or isn't a recession is there are a lot of economic data points out there that are pointing in different directions, mm-hmm. That we're getting very mixed signals in the economic numbers. The labor market is still strong, but interest rates are going up and people are starting to change their spending habits. So I think if we are in a recession already, it's a mild one so far. Technically, we've had two quarters of negative growth, but they haven't been very big down quarters. The magnitude hasn't been too great. So I think we are headed towards a recession if we're not already in one.
Okay.
But time will tell.
So, Aunt Janelle, where do you stand on whether or not we're in a recession and why?
Right now, I would not say we are in a recession. GDP alone is not the only measurement of a recession, and the average investor does not realize that GDP can get recalculated. Like Andrew said, the negative GDP numbers in quarter one and quarter two of 2022 were very small negative numbers. And looking back, if it gets recalculated, I think one or both quarters might be above water. Are we headed for a recession? Potentially. I agree with Andrew that we could be getting there sooner than later, unfortunately.
So nobody's going to make any quick bets right now on whether or not we're in a recession. Well, that's a good safe answer. But we do see a very healthy labor market. We do see wages increasing. Mm-hmm. What that holds for the next quarter or two is anybody's guess.
True.
With inflation being high like it is, corporations are spending more to make products, mm-hmm. right? And when it gets more expensive for them, it gets more expensive for us. And if consumer behavior is changing, yes, we might start to see a slowdown of spending, which is going to negatively impact GDP.
Correct.
It's how negative that we're laser focused on.
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate both of your time today. We're going to be releasing a podcast every couple of weeks here at Wambolton Associates. If you are interested in submitting any questions to us, you're welcome to go to our website. It's www.womboldtwealth.com. And there's a contact us form on the website. You can always submit your questions there for future podcast content. And you're also welcome to give us a call if you'd like to have a conversation with any one of us. We'd be happy to answer your questions, be another resource to you as you are looking at your portfolios. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you to the both of you.
Thanks, Cindy.
You.